Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Assalamu alaikum, dear souls in search of divine parenting wisdom. This is Zainab, your host on IRIB English Radio. Prepare to be enlightened on Islamic upbringing, the program where we unravel the strategies of nurturing children within the Islamic framework. Our experts' responses are inspired by the Noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. We are going to discuss the same question that we discussed in the previous episode. How can we teach our children to be helpful to others? Because that's something which is recommended in Quran so many times. That's something that is recommended in our hadith so many times. And Brother Miqdad is here to help us with more. So Brother Miqdad, what are the things that we can do as parents to help our children to be helpful and have that empathy towards others?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the previous show, we talked about a very important concept, this importance of help, being helpful to others. We talked about empathy, being very, very important as something that we need to teach our children. Many children don't necessarily grow up having understood empathy. And I think generally children don't have empathy from a very young age. You have to train them to think, because I think naturally human being is selfish.
Right.
Naturally human being looks at himself or herself
first
before others. I think it's a natural natural reaction that we have, selfishness and looking at ourselves before looking at others. And therefore it's something that it needs to be taught. Right.
So
as parents, one of the things that we need to do is slowly teach our children to think about others as well, to think about putting themselves in other people's shoes or other kids' shoes. So just by telling them, look, how would you feel if you were in their position? Exactly. How would you feel it would happen to you? So kind of training them slowly to think and be considerate of others and to feel what others would feel. Another very important point as well is that as parents as well, we need to be individuals who are helpful to others.
Okay.
Because as
so
mentioned,
lead by example.
Exactly. As mentioned so many times before, a big way of child upbringing
is
to do it from our own actions. When children see us as parents being helpful, then they will pick it up themselves as well. So really, we should make a point to be involved in the community, to volunteer at the community level, to helping others. And don't be afraid to share with your family. Sometimes I know many of us want to keep the sincerity in our good actions. We don't share with anybody, even with our family. We don't share all the charity actions we've done or the good actions we've done. Yes, it's a very important point. But we have in the Quran as well that when you give charity, give it in hidden so that nobody knows, but also same aspect of charity, give it in public as well. Let other people know that you've given charity as well.
Right.
Why? Because it's been explained to us that if you do this, what happens? It encourages others. Exactly. So if children see and you tell them, for example, that today I went and helped this person because he needed help, or I did this good action because, let's say, for example, I vacuum cleaned the mosque, for example. Simple as that. What happens is that children learn from your actions. Children learn from what you've did. And they realize this is important, especially if it's presented in a very positive concept, a very positive context. It is shown as a very amazing thing to do. May Allah accept it. And you train your children like this, that they see this in their parents, and they themselves are encouraged to do it more. Encouraged to do voluntary actions help others, even because they see their parents doing it.
Right. So we will discuss more with you, Brother Miqdad. As always, we learn from your experiences. We have more to delve into this topic, but let's take a short break. We will be back in a while.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are discussing how can we encourage our children to be helpful to others. So what we have discussed so far is that encourage empathy, help your children understand and relate to the feelings and experiences of others through open conversations or through storytelling. And then Brother Miqdad also said that you should lead by example. You yourself should do the charity works yourself or help others one or the other way. And then also encourage your children by yourself leading as an example for them.
Another point as well is to help our children be helpful. Sometimes you have to realize that children don't necessarily know how to do it or don't even have the opportunity to go and be helpful to others. Obviously, in their own environment and their own limitations that they have, they might not necessarily have the opportunity to help others or to be beneficial. And therefore, as parents, we should make a point to create opportunities for them to be helpful. Obviously, not forcing them to do so. Don't force them to give away their pocket money, for example, or forcefully make them sacrifice an ice cream, for example, that they really like, or a toy that they really like. No. But creating an opportunity, creating an environment where they themselves can do some good work. So, for example, taking them to a charity organization, for example, where they can do work with themselves. Or, for example, a water distribution, help them to place a stall, for example, where they can give out water or distribute water, or for example, get them involved at mosque where they can help with the cleaning, help with basically any activities that involve them to physically help out and to give time and sacrifice and effort towards a voluntary and charitable cause. This will create slowly not just a habit, but an understanding that this is something, a very important trait that we need to build in ourselves. And generally, whenever there is an opportunity to train them and to teach them that, look, if you were to be helpful, this is very nice, this is a very positive thing to be helpful, even if it requires to sacrifice.
Right.
Have say it in your conversation, explain to them, advise them. Don't force it, don't make them feel bad if they don't do it, but at least you've shown them the perspective
them.
And you've encouraged them that this is how a mu'min would do things, that they would help others, they would take any opportunity to be useful to others, and therefore, even if it comes through sacrifice. And also with that as well, even teach them even little things. It doesn't necessarily have to start with huge and big projects. Sometimes even like you
distributing their own toys.
Exactly. Cleaning their own toys or distributing their own toys, or even smaller than that. For example, you're walking in the street and you see a stone on the street or a thorn on the street, for example. Just picking it up and putting it on the side. In fact, we have a hadith from the Prophet that says that if an abd of Allah would enter paradise because of a thorn that they removed from the path of the Muslims. This is a hadith from the Prophet that it is possible for a mu'min to enter, a servant of Allah, to enter paradise by this very, very small action of doing what? Of removing a thorn from the path, from the road where another Muslim would have come and gotten hurt. So,
and so, dear listeners, if you really teach that to your children, that would really help them in future as well. Like, it helped my husband to get married to me because my husband was taking my father to a majlis, and that was the time he was supposed to get selected or rejected for me. What happens on the way, he stops his car and then goes back and then puts up a stone and then keeps it aside. And then he's asked by a neighbor who's also traveling with my father and my husband and says that, well, we had left. It was not necessary that you go back. He said, we left that place, but maybe what about others who were supposed to be coming from the same path, coming back from the majlis or, you know, whatever, and was the midnight. And that's what made him to get selected for me. So we'll discuss more after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Brother Miqdad is with us, teaching us how to teach our children to be helpful to others.
One last point before we close up this chapter and this question. And we have a hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin who says that عَجِبْتُ لِرَجُلْ يَأْتِ أَخُوهُ الْمُسْلِمِ فِي حَاجَةٍ فَيَمْتَنِعُ أَنْ قَضَائِهَا وَلَا يَرَى نَفْسَهُ لِلْخَيْرِ. Amir al-Mu'minin says that I'm very surprised at a person when a brother, a Muslim brother, comes to him requesting him for something, for a help, and this person rejects, doesn't go and help him. He refuses to help him. وَلَا يَرَى نَفْسَهُ لِلْخَيْرِ. And he doesn't see in himself any goodness in himself that he should go and help.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Imam is pointing to a very important concept that, again, we've talked about in previous shows as well. That doing these good things goes back to how much we see ourselves as worthy, how much we see ourselves as important and respectful, how much self-respect we have for ourselves. We've said this before as well. A person who gives respect to themselves, a person who gives value to themselves, they're more likely to be helpful to others. They're more likely to assist others. They're more likely to give importance to others as well. They have nothing to, they don't count themselves as unworthy. And so when we talk about helping, how do we help, how do we teach others, and how do we teach our children to be helpful to others, is by giving them this self-respect, by giving them this importance to themselves, by making themselves feel full in their own cup. A
right.
person and a child who's full in their own cup, they're ready to share with others. They're ready to, they themselves don't have this feeling of being needy and humiliated
right.
and unworthy. When they don't have this feeling, they'll be more likely to help others.
Right.
So one of the important ways to help our children help others is to give them the self-respect, give
right.
them self-confidence, give them, make them feel important themselves, and they'll be ready to share with others and be helpful to others.
Right. In all the series of these discussions that we have discussed so far, like there were some questions how we can help our children not to lie and be truthful, how we can help them not to use foul language, how we can use help them to be, you know, helpful to others. In all these series of questions, I think one point that was really common was to encourage self-respect in your children. Do not humiliate them. That's what's going to give them importance. And if they have that self-importance and self-respect, they are likely to be more worthy for the society, for themselves, for their parents as well. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, again, for those beautiful tips. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.